Hey, Simon Saudi Bays, what'd you say? Gimel?
Gimel Sands.
Okay. Im Reife Bucky, so if the Reife is a Bucky, a filo hu Akum, even if he's a guy. All right, yesterday we were left off with that if you have a machloikus amongst the doctors, so you always go lekula or lechumra, whichever way, which from whatever point you're coming from. And if the patient says he needs it, so we said we listen to the patient unless the doctor says it's bad for the patient. That's basically what we left off with yesterday. So, right for Bucky, if the right is a Bucky, a filu akam, even if it's a guy, a shar maven, or any other person who understands, Aimer sha'afa pi sha'ata adayin ena, and he says that even though the chayla is not yet in the sakana, if you don't do this for him, it's going to weigh on him. If he comes to the sakana, even if the chayla says he doesn't need it, that's meaning this is even preventative care. And if the doctor says he's definitely going to die, and if you do it to him, then it's a possibility that he'll live. With him also, right? So any basically any possibility, and even a non-Jewish doctor we're going to believe because it's sakonas nefashas. Dalit kol makah shebefnim haguf, any makah that's internal, dahainu min hasafa lefnim, anywhere from the lips on in, v'gam hashinayim b'chol, including teeth, v'hainu kilkul shemachas makah ebua. It's something that's damaged because of a cut or an abscess, a pimple or whatever, like a pus. It doesn't even need evaluation. Even if there's no bekiyim, we do everything that we would normally do during the week. That's when people ask when they're going to have a baby, etc. What are they supposed to do? Bottom line is, you behave on Shabbos the same way you would behave during the week. But if you know, and you know what the sickness is, and you know that if you wait till after Shabbos, nothing's going to happen, so then you're not Mechal Shabbos. Mechushim ain nikra and maka, but mechushim is not called, like pain is not called a maka.
What about a kidney stone?
So that's a good question. See, if you know that it's a kidney stone, and you know that kidney stones are not a sakana, or in this particular, most of the time it's not a sakana, it's just painful as all, who knows, right? So then the pashtus is it that's not a sakana. So again, you would have a guy do the chilul Shabbos, no problem, and a yid with a shinui, also no problem. The question is, can a yid do daraisas for that? It's as once they have a diagnosis, it's hard to be made.
If they're saying you need surgery, if they're saying you need surgery for
But and what's going to be, and if you don't, what's going to be?
mean,
Right,
extremely painful until after Shabbos. I mean,
so
that's
that's
on
the
him.
thing. So the thing is, sometimes pain can put somebody into a sakana. So if they say that the pain is, then again, it's only to use a Jewish doctor. You use a non-Jewish doctor, it's not a shiloh. The only problem is you want to use a Jewish doctor, right? Yeah, so you try to get a non-Jewish doctor. That's the simplest way, as long as he's competent. If he's not competent, then not. Hey, because look at the next line. We should touch Peshinoi. Somebody's teeth are hurting, and he's very pain. Right? That's what we were just saying. He's in such pain that his whole guf is sick. It's mutter for him to tell a guy to take out his tooth. But again, a guy, not a yid. Very hard to paskin these shilas when somebody's in such pain and the only one to help him is a yid. It's very, very difficult. Yeah. Hey, maka shall gava yad or shall gava regal. If you have a cut on the foot or on the hand, can I call maka shenasas machos barzel? Anything that comes from metal. Right? So then we're worried about tetanus. Al shchin shebepiyat tabas, or if you have something like something in the rectum, right?
Hemorrhoid.
Like a hemorrhoid. Somebody who swallowed a leech, or a stray dog, or a kelev shaita, bit him. Or anything that crawled. Even if it's a suffolk, if it died or it didn't die. If somebody has a major fever. Mechalan was the Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, Al Kadachas, Amotzi, Ein Mechalan. But if it's a regular Kadachas, meaning your standard fever, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. Elo Eisen Hayidei Akum, you only do it with a Goy. Vav Mishal Sedam, somebody who had blood taken. Makizan Eisen Miyad, so then you blood take. Vachol Sheik is Dam, Venitzdanin. And if somebody took blood and he's feeling cold, Eisen Le Medura, then you're allowed to make a fire even at Tkufas Tamas, which means that you're holding that it's a sakana, right? Somebody who's chayshish for both of his eyes, I show you about achas man tzir, or one of them had a tzir. I don't know how you touch a tzir. A tzir is really mucus, but I don't know exactly. Yeah, but I don't know exactly what that means. Does it mean like mucus? Like stam mucus or specific mucus, I show you shaisis, or it's spilling out, discharging. Aisha aya, dam shaisis, or the blood is flowing out, or anything of the type. Aisha davar shu sakana le'ayin, anything that's a sakana to the eye. Mechalal of the Shabbos, then we are, mechalal Shabbos for this. I'm sorry, I didn't shut my screen, so I get a little dizzy. Chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Chayla has a sakana. Hold on 1 second, please. So okay, so then, you can tell Bob. Okay, I'm sorry. Chayla sheyesh b'sakana shetzarach lebasa. Let's say Chaz Yishba Kana that needs Basar. Vyesh Kan Basar Asar. Vyesh Kan Basar Asar. This is like one of these philosophical questions. It needs meat, and it has meat that's treif. Shaychtin Avuroi Ve'en Machachin Anasa Basar Asar. So you shecht him, and you don't feed him Basar Asar. Meaning they're both Isurim, right? This Chil Shabbos. And, right, this Chil Shabbos, and is eating treif. Right? So then, but you'd rather shecht. Shum d'chashin Hashem k'sheyizvada lo shechilu lo basa also lo yalkutzba. Because when you find out that when he finds out that he was fed treif, I say basa is aser. Then and he ate that the yalkutzba, he's going to be disgusted. Welcome to Lekel Lemeches Hashem Yochutzba. But let's say he's not, you know, he's not such a frum guy, so he's not going to be concerned that he ate treif. Going to katan or shadaitim with terefes. He's a katan or his das is messed up. Machilin I say basar aser. You feed him basar aser. But ain shecht and avurim on Shabbos. Then you don't shecht for him on Shabbos.
And if he won't find, so meaning if he won't find out, you still you feed him treif.
If he won't find out, you should feed him treif. Now, I don't know if with chayshe that he's going to find out. I don't know how that works. Right, but if theoretically he won't find out, then you feed him treif, yeah. Test. I'm a vashel b'shabbos b'shil chayla, also labari lachle b'shabbos. Somebody cooks on Shabbos for a chayla, then an abari is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. This is tomorrow's daf. No, it's actually the next day's daf. Allah motzi Shabbos mutter miyad. But Motzei Shabbos is mutter right away. Gam lebari to a healthy person in Bishul Yisrael if a Yisrael cooked it. Meaning, if a guy cooked it, it's Bishul Akum. We've had that already last week, right? But if somebody cooks on Shabbos, so for the chayla is obviously allowed to eat it. Nobody else could eat it, but Motzei Shabbos they could eat it right away. Yud. Misha writesim lefisha. Let's say somebody wants to force somebody to do an avera for lefisha, meaning temporarily, right? Afilu hu avera chamura. Even if it's avera chamura, ain mechalan al Shabbos. We're not mechal Shabbos. Kidei latzilim and avera to save him from avera. Avalim writesim lenasay say lahamis asadas loitzim mechal Yisrael. Right, meaning so normally we're not. Normally we are not mechal Shabbos in order to save him from avera. Right, but if they want to force him to become fry loitzim mechal Yisrael. Then afilu hu katan or katana achiv hu al, even if it's a minor achiv hu al kol mi shebiyadi l'shtadal atzila, it's achiv is on anybody who can to save him. Afilu tzarach l'chal Shabbos b'isur d'araisa, even if it's d'araisa, k'mo shebichuyam l'chal Shabbos Same way it's a chayla shiyesh b'sakana, because this is a halachic chayla. T'chsiv v'shom v'nei yisrael sa Shabbos. Amra Torah chalas l'alav Shabbos avos k'dei shiyesh b'shabbos asarbi. But if you're going to lose the person, they're not going to become from. So or they're going to loop. They're going to become a goy. So then you lose them for many Shabbos. So better to be mechal one Shabbos so they can keep many. Even if it's a suffix, if the hishtad is going to help. But let's say you know the person doesn't care and he wants to become a mummer. And then we're not going to be Michal Shabbos is a deraisa. That we don't do. If the person voluntarily is going off the derech, then you don't tell him to do a chet in order to you don't tell somebody to do a chet in order that his friend should gain. Meaning when a guy is doing it, so then fine. It's but a deraisa or not. But if it's a yid doing it voluntarily, then not. We come on and visit the rabbanon, going to lechas chutz l'tchum to go after the tchum, lurkav agabi sus, and to go on a sus, leilech ba'agola, to go on a wagon, v'chein l'tal to mois to move money, which is the rabbanon, v'cheish matirin l'chal b'shvil atzila. And there are those that are matir to be mechal in order to save. So the rabbanon's yes, the raisers not. Okay, we will stop there. Thanks for coming on late. Have a fine night. Hatzlacha.
Yeah. So nice. I found that.
Tagging it.